your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant. To learn more, to read our past volumes, and to submit, head to our Instagram at QUQuilt. We can't wait to read your work. Love, Quilt.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Stars by Bleary Eyed off of their new album, Easy. Before that, Friends with Money by Outdoor Miners off of Disgust. And then the first of the three was Inside by Cooking off of Cooking with Gas. And I'm a big fan of that one for whatever, I guess, like, motivational tape gets sampled in it that says, thinking is the great addiction. I think I was listening to this middle of the winter earlier this year, and that seemed like an appropriate time for that album. It's got a something apt for a lot of snow blowing by and however I was feeling back then. Yeah. Interesting thing to say about Outdoor Miners. That's a project the same guy that is Homeshake. I was going to say is in Homeshake, but that is him. Yeah, and I think there was like some... I was looking for maybe old material from him. I think his name is Pat Cigar. I forget. But someone had like done a whole breakdown of all of his old projects, and they're all of these like half albums in like a media fire. So that was kind of weird. Someone was very, very fanatical about this guy. Posted about it. I think it ended up find my way to Reddit and where that was posted. But anyway, it is also interesting to see people who kind of take it on themselves to be archivists of this sort of thing. I've got my own penchant for that sort of stuff. And it was also interesting to see that one of his projects had actually played, I think, either the Apollo or the Black Pirates Pub in Thunder Bay, like around my time. I don't think I actually went to that show, though. But yeah, also worth noting, Bleary Eyed is going to be playing a show 26th. So if you're in Montreal, Casa, tomorrow, they're going to be playing alongside Body Wash and Fleeting Colors. So that should be a really good show. I haven't seen Body Wash before. I think the drummer is also in Golden Star, but Fleeting Colors is very good, and I've heard very good things about Fleeting Color or Body Wash. And Bleary Eyed is pretty freaking sick. Now, here we go. story.
We'll be right back.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. I think I screwed that up. I think I got all the numbers right, at least. All the URLs. Last song. What was that one? That was Spin Me to Sleep. Who'd have thought? By Shallow Water, off of There Is a Well. Before that, a new single from the band Fencing called Rust. That's off their album that's to be released on September 15th, which is very soon. For some reason, I thought we were in the middle of August, but we're at the very near the end. And then the first of those three songs, Fitchburg, M.A., from Massachusetts. That's by the Wicked Farleys, as it appears on their two-song 7-inch Ken Theory, which is really terrific. I love the rest of their discography, too. They have two fantastic full-length albums, but that two-song EP holds a special place in my heart. Just because it's very good. I mean, I associate some like particular things, like things back when I was studying at Lakehead with, say, Make It It. I think their second full release. But yeah, that two songs on that EP are terrific. And there's nothing else in their discography that really sounds like it. There was a time when I was at a knitting show and they kind of, some of their new material reminded me of that EP, Ken Theory, but didn't quite work out that way. Knitting's still great, though. But if I could hear a band playing something that sounds like a continued exploration of the sound on Ken Theory, I'd be very excited. Shallow Water, how about those guys? They're from Texas. They played here in Montreal back in July, I think, and they're incredible. You guys saw them just before I went to Thunder Bay. They played alongside Golden Star as well as World's Worst, and I didn't think I'd be that into Shallow Water before I saw them live, but they're really incredible. The amount of restraint that their drummer and all of them showed, but like especially the drummer, you know, the guy does all these really big, loud sounds, and he's just like, at times, like barely playing like that, but he's like waiting. You know, it was incredible. It also made me think a little bit differently about pacing and structure and how to actually listen to music and not just be stuck like in a single moment. Anyway, the tone's about to change. The next song that's going to play is going to be from Teen Suicide.
So this is a recording of a song at 4:37 a.m. Thank you. lot better.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was called Blank 2 by Memory Card off of File Sharing LP. Before that, Easter by Adkin. If you want to spell that out, A-D-K-E-H-N. That's off of Hauntings 1 with 1, the Roman numeral, in lowercase. Before that, Everything is Going to Hell by Teen Suicide off of Waste Yourself. That's one of the songs that kind of started, acted as like a seed for the songs that I'm playing this hour. Mostly for this latter half, I kind of had a hard time filling in all of the, mostly within that realm of, call it like just lo-fi sadcore, I guess, if I'm going to be really genre-wise about it. But there's another song that's also kind of like a seed track for this that's coming up that I'm kind of looking forward to playing. But Memory Card also fits within that category quite well and is a band that I've been listening to all summer, really. They seem like the sort of thing that I should have been listening to for years. I can think about times in my life where some of his albums would have just been would have struck a chord with me. And I mean, they still do now. I think they're terrific. He's got some pretty fantastic stuff out there. And it's nice to have, like, I think for quite a while I've been doing generally much slower, sadder second halves to the show. And it's nice to play with that variety a little bit. And to also like ease myself out of it. I mean, this show plays late. Maybe somebody's listening to it while they're going to bed. Hopefully nobody's falling asleep in the car to the show as I play something, very slow and sad. Hopefully nobody's crying in the car. That'd be too bad. But yeah, there's more stuff coming, playing like lo-fi bedroom recording type stuff. Also, fun fact, Teen Suicide is not a solo project. I don't know why I thought that before. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. But this is another opportunity for me to play a band that I really like. I've played a few times on here, but they have a small discography, at least of stuff I like. Anyway, this is Melrose.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was I Saw by Stad Armida off of More Like Never. Before that was Outcomes by Melrose off of their self-titled and first release, which I adore. I must have come across that one pretty close to when it was released. Maybe I said that on Mew, if I'm going to admit that on air. Yeah, I'm actually kind of curious about how close I found it about that album. I mean, that was kind of in the era where a lot of people online in certain circles were getting into Duster, so you can hear a lot of the obvious influence there, and lots of people were looking for stuff that sounded quite a bit like Duster. But I think that that album stands on its own. It does really... I think it has enough vital elements that are differentiated from... say an album like Stratosphere, but yeah, that's a great one. I remember just like sitting in my dad's basement on this green couch that I did take with me. It's sitting behind me now, sitting on that thing and well, more of a chair, and just listening to the whole album in the dark down there. I don't know why I was doing it that night in particular, but staring at the washing machine. It's a really good one. And they've since released more music. I don't know if Melrose is a solo act or a band, but they've released more stuff, but it's not in the same vein. More of like a experimental, ambient-ish thing. One very long, or at least many-tracked album. And it's kind of tough because Melrose, like their original release, as a one-off, I mean, it's terrific. But it also only, it's like two of the songs are interludes. It probably has a runtime of around like 20 minutes at most. So it's one of those things that I was always crossing my fingers I'd hear more in the vein of. And they did eventually release a single called Helium. Got my hopes up. Did not end up being part of a later album. It's now just tacked on to the end of their self-titled. But oh well. Can't win them all. Anyway, there are two more songs left. They're going to be the very end of the hour. The one that I've been listening to a lot is, I think I played it the final song off the album on the last show, Alps, their album Alps of New South Wales. It's a really terrific one, another seed for this hour of like lo-fi, noisy, sad music, but it's very, very good. I listened to it a ton a few weeks back. So this next song is from Alps of New South Wales, called NFAGAA. And then the song after that will be Goal by Bug Davies off of his album Horse. Thanks for listening.
My hands are tiny. who are men, but I'm not one of them. I have a clan, and you can hold it, yours, and keep them alone, because nothing
Queen's Parkinson's Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in both the Queens and Kingston communities. On September 6th, join Queen's Parkinson's Kingston for the 2025 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, taking place at Lake Ontario Park and running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn more by reaching out to QPK at clubs.queensu.ca and following Queen's Parkinson's Kingston at queens4pd.kingston on Instagram.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs,